Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting freedom, liberation, peace, wellness, and health for all. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station or its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. This is part two of the interview with Anne Heritage. Anne's joining us via Skype in Somerset, UK. Anne is an animal rights activist and anarchist. She has been a vegan since the 1970s. We'll start out the program with hearing a very short snippet from last week's interview, and then we'll segue into today's topic. I would love to start out by hearing about your book that you wrote, Bramble, The Dog Who Wanted to Live Forever, The Somerset Notes.
Basically, from my point of view, I wrote it because I want people to understand it's very, very easy to feed dogs on a plant-based diet that will help them live longer and healthier. My dogs lived to 19, 20, 25, so Bramble's gone to 25 and Floyd got to 20.
Thank you, ma'am. I hear what you're saying. Could you please talk about the difficulties that we as vegans face working with truthers who are hostile to animal rights and vegans?
It's very, very difficult. I've been working with truthers for a couple of years now, and there are things we have in common, and then there are things that you just think, I don't know how I'm going to get past this with you. Sometimes you think, with some truthers, wow, you want all this stuff for yourself, you want to be free, you don't want to be censored, you want your family to be safe, all good things, but at the same time, you would deny that to another sentient creature. So we've got kind of like animal holocaust going on all over the place, on kind of multiple planes, really. We need equality and parity of justice. Animals are rights bearers, as we are.
We're listening to Anne Heritage in Somerset, UK. Anne is an animal rights activist and anarchist. She's also a writer and artist. What we just heard was a snippet from last week's interview. Soon, Anne will be joining us for part two of her interview. In last week's show, we also heard the music, What? No Meat? Sung by Captain Sensible and Rachel Bohr. Much thanks to artist Jeff Francis in London, UK, for sharing the song with me. Here are the lyrics to What? No Meat? What have we made of this world? Every way, every turn, it's a battle. There's a war going on between man and the birds, beasts, and cattle. The front line is there in your eyes. Don't do all the things you despise.
What have we made of this world? Every way, every turn, it's a battle. There's a war going on between men and the birds, beasts and cattle. The front line is there in your eyes. Don't do all of the things you despise. But all you can change it. Who are we to demand of this life? Our price. Cause the blinkers are there on our eyes, and yet we seem so nice. To the man who kills with no need, if we realize our body feeds, oh yes,
we would change it.
I'm not a meat crazy, this is a meat baby.
What? No.
Very fortunate to be joined by Anne Heritage, an animal rights activist and anarchist, artist and writer. Anne is joining us via Skype from Somerset, UK. Welcome, Ian, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Good evening, Marlene, and good evening, listeners, and thank you for asking me to speak.
I am very honored for this, in that you have been a vegan and an animal rights activist for decades. So I'd love to hear all about that. And, of course, we have so much to discuss about what's going on in contemporary society and totalitarianism worldwide. But I'd like to start out with hearing a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm in my 60s now, and I've lived in Somerset most of my life. I've got an elderly parent that I stay around for. I'm, as you say, a vegan of 46 years now, and had dogs most of my life, looked after rescue dogs. And at some point, I'd gone vegan when I was a teenager in the 70s, and I decided that I didn't want to feed my dogs any animal products. So I'd put together a recipe. Bramble has proved that you can feed dogs on a plant-based diet and they will live longer, healthier lives and thrive. And that is, from what I can see on the website that I admin, people are coming along saying, my dog's been vegan for years now because they read the book or they'd heard about Bramble. And I think in that way she's been an ambassador. I miss her every day and I miss Floyd every day. But it's lovely to think that some part of them has gone on to be helpful to other animals from living their lives.
Beautiful. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you.
I always think the first thing is to stop the violence to the animals for their freedom, for their rights. I believe in energy and vibrations, that those vibrations are reverberating and now it's coming back to humanity. For vegans, I think we have the double whammy because we see what's happening and we're working for freedom for all, which of course requires animal liberation, and yet the platforms by the freedom truthers, I know this, are non-vegans. And it's frustrating because they'll say, oh, they're trying to take away our chicken and our beef, and oh, it's like, how can they not see?
Well, we're all sentient creatures, whether you're a human or an animal. Obviously, it's just so obvious that somebody murdering you is going to be agonizing, it's going to be traumatic, and it's disgusting. And a lot of chiefers don't seem to be able to quote those things. They don't want humans to be murdered, quite rightly, but at the same time, it's something in their daily practice, their daily life, that they are colluding with and they are paying for. But I also think there's a big symbolic kind of attachment to that as well, because of the murder, the blood rituals and so forth. And also because eating dead bodies is very bad for you. So eating corpses is really bad for your body. But they've somehow been indoctrinated into this. And it's really hard to get truthers to understand anything about veganism, which is massively frustrating. And so if you're trying to work with people and maintain your integrity, and you've got these big gaps in not understanding, I'm pretty sure they understand what they're doing, but in empathy. So it's very difficult to kind of maintain positivity in that atmosphere. So my whole list of truthers is quite high on my page, because after a while, I always try and educate people and allow them to educate me back so they can teach me things about some things, and hopefully that, you know, you can promote veganism with some of them. But it's very difficult, and I had a particularly awful day with it last week. I just thought, I can't do this anymore. But we don't have a choice, really, because what's happening is so awful, and it's going to be awful for animals as well as us, so we don't really have a choice about continuing. But I wish more truthers would look at their own behaviour, as we, you know, vegans try to. We're none of us perfect, that's for sure. But if they could just kind of look at what they're doing in their lives to perpetuate these awful rituals, because as you said before, the military-industrial complex, the coal, animal culling industry, all those things are tied up, and you can chip away at it from different points. So, you know, if truthers could kind of take on board vegan ethics, that's another little kind of chipping point at the vast kind of edifice of power we're trying to push back, really.
Thank you, Ian. I see just more military, industrial, dead flesh, dairy, egg, medical, media, pharmaceutical, banking complex, that we are going to become even more enslaved because we're enslaving the animals, hunting and fishing. We're taking away their rights, doing to them what we wouldn't want done to ourselves. And would you please talk a little bit about some of the, like you mentioned, the chemicals, such as what's being sprayed in the air, with all the planes that we see, the lines everywhere.
My understanding is that the chemicals that have been sprayed on people, which in my opinion is for culling humans, is graphene oxide, strontium, barium, coal ash, aluminium, and various other things that they put in the mix. And a lot of people believe that there is a patent out for microwave technology, which when the microwave technology is switched on, excites the graphene in your body. And it's a bit like an ordinary microwave. If you put some metal in a microwave, it'll explode. So we have metal in our bodies. We are breathing in this graphene oxide. It's in the injections and so forth. So when we get, if we get a situation where we have microwaves around us, and by that I mean military grade microwaves, which we do have around us, that this, you know, this can kill people off. And when I heard about it, I just thought it was very fanciful. But over a, you know, a period of time, this has proved to be fact as far as I can see. So we're in a situation where things are being dropped on us, we're ingesting it, we're breathing it in, and there isn't a great deal we can do about that. I don't think going to see your local MP or your government is, you know, going to do any good. I don't know what we do about this.
Radioactive clouds headed this way, and the rain that's falling in Japan is a deadly rain.
It's already heading towards North America now.
But the people on the news say it's not so bad. They say it won't affect you. Then they add, in fact, a little radiation here and there is actually good for you.
It's good for you in reduced cases.
What a crock of what a bunch of liars. They don't even care how many millions will die, cause they're part of the machine telling us to buy into it. Whatever it is that they decide, it'll be better for the masses, best for the regime. Plague on the loose, you better get your vaccine. Better wise enough, cause that is sleepful means. Can't you see they're killing us? With their chemical sprays and aspartame. With the terminator seeds from the war machine. With the modified food we be eating all day. Can't you see it's killing us? Have you ever had toxins seeping through your pores? Or heard of such a thing as a silent force? How come the same people that made it in orange are growing our corn? It doesn't make any sense until you get this. They sell the food that is making us sick. And when we get sick, the very same people are selling us the medicine. It's a military, industrial, / pharmaceutical, and agricultural, global complex that is taking control because we are letting them. You better wisen up so that it's safe for means. Can't you see they're killing them? With their chemical sprays and aspartame. With the terminator seeds from the war machine. With the modified food we be eating all day. Can't you see it's killing us? There goes another earthquake disaster abroad. Meanwhile, no one wants to talk about harp. Men disguise weapons as acts of God, and so they get away with. Does nobody wanna say that maybe, just maybe, what happened here and what happened in Haiti was actually caused by something man-made, and these men getting away with. You better wisen up to get a seat for means. Can't you see they're killing us? With their chemical sprays and aspartame. With the terminator seeds from the war machine. With the modified food we be eating all day. Can't you see it's killing us?
Deadly Rain. Deadly Rain by Elise Clay. Released in 2011. You tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. We're joined by Anne Heritage in Somerset, UK. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Anne Heritage.
Hey, you, will you please be kind to the bees and waggle dance with me?
Welcome back from the break. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. We're very fortunate to be joined by Anne Heritage in Somerset, UK. Anne is an animal rights activist, anarchist, and she is the author of Bramble, the dog who wanted to live forever, the Somerset Notes.
Yes, if the justice system globally is rigged, as seems likely, I'm not sure what we do about any of it. I'm not very optimistic about the outcome of anything that's happening to the global working class at the moment. I think you can see from Hawaii what happens when whomsoever is behind this make their mind up to just decimate somewhere, then this is what happens. My understanding is that Hawaii is going to be used as a smart city, and there are already plans in the pipeline for that. So how strange that it's suddenly all burnt to the ground. And a lot of people said or saying that this has been done deliberately. So if they can do that there, obviously they can do it everywhere. So it's not good. It's a scary time, really. I'm not sure what we can do about it personally.
I hear you. I'm going to keep the faith with compassionate, wise vegan activists like you on this planet. So thank you, Anne. And what contact information you'd like to share with our listeners?
If anyone wants to contact me, they can email me. And it's three names as one word, which is Anne, A-N-N-E, Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, Lisa, L-I-S-A. So Anne, Nancy, Lisa at outlook.com. So if anyone wants to email about vegan dog food or, you know, anything we've talked about, I'd be happy to hear from them. Also on Facebook, if anyone wants to send a request.
Ian, I really appreciate the many photos that you have on your Facebook page and your photo album of all the weather warfare. Many, many photos. How long have you been taking photos and what sparked your interest?
A surprisingly short time, actually, maybe a couple of years. I became aware of this stuff. I was reading about it and seeing it happen in real time. And then I was reading about how the microwaves work with the chemtrails. So you've got 5G microwave technology. So if you look at some of my photos, you can actually see the microwave effect on the chemtrails. Where I live in Somerset in Bridgewater, and also I spend quite a lot of time in Weymouth in Dorset, and those two little towns are particularly heavily bombarded with this stuff. And you can look in the air and see where the chemtrails have been dropped. You can watch the planes crisscrossing over. They usually do it like a checkerboard pattern to fill up the area. And then you can see the effect of the microwaves on the chemtrails. You get all these wavy patterns. And the thing, I know it sounds completely mad, but the thing that they're doing is, like I said before, they're making people ingest and breathe in the graphene, and then they're using the microwaves. And this isn't pie in the sky. It can be checked, and there are patents out for this stuff. And just one more thing I wanted to say, going back to the graphene, if that's okay. I've got a tooth abscess at the moment where I'm chipped a tooth, and I was looking at the dental anesthetics, and graphene oxide is in everything. So far, I've not managed to find a dental anesthetic with no graphene in. So I've been researching it. It's in bog standard drugs. It's everywhere. This stuff is everywhere.
Thank you, Anne. I greatly appreciate you. We're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have for our listeners?
I would say to the vegans, please, please look at what's happening globally and take an interest in what Truth Movement is saying, because there's stuff already in the pipeline coming towards us that are very bad indeed for animals, but humans as well. And to the vegan community, you know, please just try and work with people. But the truth is, go vegan, for goodness sake. You can't keep sort of saying this or the other is going to happen to us, isn't it awful, while you're still doing awful things to animals and terrorizing them and taking their lives away. So I think we can learn from each other, but I think the truth is, you know, a bit of reality, please, and stop eating animals and stop oppressing animals.
Thank you very much, Anne. And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
My pleasure. Thank you for speaking to me.
You've renewed faith and hope.
It's lovely to speak to you, Maureen. Thank you. I just hope we're all doing enough, because it's not looking good, but just do what you can do. You know, that's all you can do. When you think back over your own lifetime, a lot has changed. So I think things get there, don't they? But it's just the drip, drip, drip and the hard slog. And then eventually, you know, something changes to some degree.
Yes.
Yeah, and this other stuff, like the blockchain stuff and the financialization of nature. Yeah. So where you are, what's it like on the ground there?
Yeah, I'm in Massachusetts, in New England. I'm so shocked at is how much censorship there is.
That's right. find anything out, really, can you?
Mm-hmm.
Radio silence in the mainstream media, for obvious reasons. Obviously, they're all owned by, you know, the perpetrators, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're saying there's going to be another lockdown over here come December, probably. And they've got some biohazard thing they're going to target children with. And then they're going to put us all in a big, hard lockdown. So, just thinking, are people going to fall for this stuff again? They probably will.
I know, it's shocking. And, of course, I always think of the boomerang effect when I think about the non-vegan society. It's primarily young ones, whether it's the animal agriculture, the lambs, the calves, the chicks, the piglets, or whether it's all the animals trapped in the pharmaceutical laboratories and the military laboratories.
Behind a steel door, behind the concrete and barbed wire, sentenced to darkness, sentenced to living death, the warehoused merchandise.
Everything Comes Around by Ellie Sarti. Ellie Sarti is the founder of Compassion Arts, founded here in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Everything comes around.
Also in this program, we heard the piano music by Will Tuttle, Turkey Song, Pig Song, and Lamb Song.
Under the heavens, we pray for mercy.
Being done by so many institutions, which obviously the military and obviously the pharmaceutical, and to think the universities, massive amount of universities in the United States, are practicing demonic practices on so many animals, all different species.
Yeah, and it's pretty much, I think it's pretty much here, most of the universities will probably have a lab that tests on animals. And of course, it's just, as you know, all the funding is skewed toward animal testing. And then, like the Bill Gates over here, Bill Gates funded all the vaccine development. And he paid Oxford College, I think it was. I think it was Oxford, or was it London, one of the universities. You know, he's given them massive funding for all the vaccine stuff. So getting all the animals are being tested on, and awful things happening to them. So, well, like you say, it's just demonic, literally, and obviously, it's been going on for many years. I don't know what you do about it. I know people say you have to, you know, try and educate people and wake people up and all this. But given the what we're up against, the massive power we're up against, I don't know how we're going to come out of this myself.
I know. I'm going to keep the faith because of you, Ian Heritage. Thank you.
Oh, bless your heart, and vice versa, people that make an effort like yourself and spread the word.
Mm-hmm. And I'm very grateful for community radio, Land of Free Speech.
Yes, well, we've still got it. It's great, isn't it? I normally won't put anything on the dog page, but that's advertising anything, but I've put your radio on because you are community radio. You are a non-profit, and this is what we want to encourage everywhere, isn't it? So, you know, we can all connect with each other and promote things that are for the good of us all and the animals.
Yes, thank you, Ian. Really are about animal liberation. Why would you try to stop the truth, you know?
Absolutely. I had an argument this week with somebody who said they were vegan but had had the vaccine and thought that was okay, and this person thought they were an anti-vivisector. And unfortunately there's a couple of people here that are quite, you know, prolific organizers of things and anti-vivisection things, and yet they were saying to people, well, don't worry about the vaccine, just have it and don't worry about it. And you think, wow, and you are the animal's advocate. So if you are their advocate, and even you are saying, oh, it's okay to test on them for the vaccine, what hope have they got?
Our silence resounds until it shakes the ground we stand on, as every choice makes its way along. Deep in the conscience, far from the dark side of the mind, flame of compassion.
Okay, thank you, Ian.
Fabulous. Thank you, Marlene. Lovely to talk to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
My dear, take care. Bye-bye.
How come only I see the fear and pain in their eyes? See the value of their life comparable to yours and mine? The man.
We're listening to Vegan Queen V in London, Dominion. We heard Queen V earlier in the program with Join the Waggle Dance, and that's produced by Barnabo.tv, also in London. The views in this program may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station or its management. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Thanks again for tuning into Vegan Nation. This is Malina, Massachusetts, wishing you a good day. Vegan Queen V, a nanny goat, and the birds and the bees. Much thanks to my guest, Ann Heritage, and thanks all for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Great gratitude to all the musicians. Let's go out with the fish song.